Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last year, it was all about desks and headphones. This year, it's time for t-shirts and sneakers. Americans are expected to spend a record $37 billion on back-to-school shopping this year, as students in many districts gear up for a return to the classroom. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
A few days ago, Susan Kerp was on a quick run to the store when her 13-year-old daughter spotted something new, back-to-school sales. And she got so excited to hunt for cute new stationery.
She enjoys the notebooks and the pencils and the llamas. And, you know, you gotta have a notebook cover with llamas.
Kerb's daughter has a twin brother who is far less excited about shopping for the school year. But here's the thing, he will have to do it because a lot has changed in the year and a half of the pandemic.
They pretty much had their big growth spurt since they were out of school. And all the kids their age, a lot of them have had a huge growth spurt.
Shopping for clothes is through the roof. Children have grown, and they also want the latest styles and maybe that physical symbol of a fresh start. Of all the retailers, department and clothing stores had the most disastrous 2020, but now they're gearing up for their best year yet. The industry is watching back-to-school shopping as a key bellwether. Here's Target executive Christina Hennington on the latest earnings call.
We're planning for one of our biggest back-to-school and college seasons ever.
The National Retail Federation estimates that this year, families will spend an average of $850 on back-to-school supplies. That's almost $60 more than last year, when people rushed to set up classrooms at home.
Last year, for context, was already a record.
Catherine Cullen tracks shopping trends at the National Retail Federation. She says last year's record was driven by furniture and electronics. This year's by clothes and shoes, but there's another item that tops them all, and it's kind of surprising because it's more electronics. People are still buying laptops, calculators, tablets, headphones.
We saw younger children in elementary school were a little more likely to be getting a smartphone this year, so maybe a purchase that the family held off on last year as kids were at home, but now they want their child to be able to call them, be able to make contacts throughout the day.
Most families are preparing for a return to in-person school, but some are still planning for the possibility of remote schooling. Demand for pricey electronics is helping drive the record spending. Another factor were huge summer sales by Amazon, but also Walmart, Target, and others. Now, parents are also getting a new financial boost from the government, an increased child tax credit of up to $3,000 for school-aged children. For Miguel Ferreira in Massachusetts, that extra money meant he might let his 11-year-old daughter join the softball team.
We can actually consider that rather than going, sweetheart, you know, the gear for that is going to be $100. You know, there's no way we can afford that and still put food on the table.
This, of course, is great news for retailers that want to sell Ferreira that softball gear. And it goes hand in hand with one other economic contributor to record level back to school spending, inflation. Ferreira says he's noticed higher prices for everything from stationery to clothes.
There's also a lot fewer sales on the nicer, more heavy-duty, higher-quality clothes. A pair of pants that was previously $50 is now $80.
Ferreira needed those pants for his teenage son, who grew taller during the pandemic, just like Kerp's twins. Lucky for Kerp, she lives in warmer Texas, so her shopping-averse child might just keep wearing his old shorts for a little bit. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.